This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, Governor Fallon still plans to call legislators back for a special session to fix the state budget for this fiscal year. Why has she not made the call yet?
I think there are two reasons for that. First of all, there is still two cases, actually, that the Supreme Court is considering related to the sales tax on motor vehicles. They have yet to decide that case, and it would affect most state agencies, which receive part of the more than $100 million that sales tax is expected to generate. The other reason I think she is waiting is that she's hopeful that legislative leaders in the House and the Senate will come up with some sort of plan that they can agree to so that a special session could be short, quick, and to the point.
What are legislative leaders doing right now?
House and Senate Republicans have each held individual meetings where they've been talking about this situation, and House Democrats have met as well. I'm sure Senate Democrats have talked about the situation too. There are only seven of them, so they don't need a big meeting room to come together at the Capitol order to do that. But what we've yet to see from any of the major players is any sort of a definitive plan. In fact, quite the opposite. What House Republicans seem to be saying is that they may not need to come back at all, that perhaps they could wait until the start of the regular session in February to try to deal with this situation.
What would that do for those agencies?
Well, for the agencies affected by the tobacco cessation fee, Governor Fallon said that it could be quite devastating. The Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services would run out of money later this calendar year, well before the middle of the fiscal year. The Department of Human Services would also run out of state appropriated funds around the end of this calendar year. And the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority would run out of state appropriated funds before the end of the fiscal year at the end of June next year.
Sean, under the Constitution, the state can only appropriate 95% of any certified funds. Some lawmakers seem to think that the 5% general revenue fund cushion can be spent to fill the hole. Are they correct?
No, they're wrong. The 5% money is just a cushion that's there in the event revenues coming into the general revenue fund do not meet the levels that they're expected to. That's what the 5% money is, the fallback money. But as the governor pointed out, the state constitution says that the only money that can be spent is that money which is appropriated. And the only money that can be moved around to be spent, according to state law, she pointed out, is that money which has been appropriated. This money is separate. It's a cushion. And there's nothing that can be done administratively to spend from the 5% money.
When might the Oklahoma Supreme Court decide the constitutionality of the other revenue-generating laws that are being challenged?
Hopefully soon. Keep in mind that not only do they have to reach a decision, they have to agree to how they're reaching that decision, to come up with an opinion that describes their thinking on this very important issue. Particularly if they move in a new direction, it's very important that that be expressed carefully.
The Oklahoma City Public Schools Board is exploring filing a lawsuit against the state of Oklahoma for the way it has funded education. Speaker of the House Charles McCall had a rather pointed response to them.
That's right. The House Speaker said that if you look at Oklahoma City Public Schools, they may not be the ones you want filing a lawsuit because of the way they've managed their own money. And he also pointed out that in terms of school funding, they are better off than a lot of other school districts, so they're not representative of what's going on in state funding. He also pointed out that common education funding has been held harmless in recent budget cuts, and it was a rather fiery retort from him that for them to be coming after the state legislature was probably the wrong thing to do.
Although by most accounts, state funding for education relative to other states has declined dramatically over the last several years.
That's correct. And in fact, in the Oklahoma City public schools, they've been forced to cut tens of millions of dollars from their spending. But at the same time, they have been able to manage their money and put, in some cases, some additional resources into schools and in some cases even into teachers' pockets in terms of pay raises.
Sean, thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. Email your questions to news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.